ST, what I represent. NY, hold it down for my beats in the veil. And do a job on the record, let it be known. Chrome's the seal, and anyone in these can blow your grill. Show your skill, you want more? Hold your steel. You want more? Unload tax, you all can feel. Raw deal, you all peel. Run for the hill. Feels blasting at will.
Smoke dog, you know my name. I'll be the same till the day that I'm laid down. Push me to the points, gotta spray round.
Take what's up, like you beautiful bastard? Like Shani Y here with you.
Already.
Let's just jump into it.
Oh. Shani Y.
Shani Y.
No, that's my question.
Shani Y.
That works two ways. It's like a bisexual. It's Podzilla 1985. I was trying to get her to spit her water out. It didn't work.
I have learned very well not to do that. Thank you.
It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 network. Jesse, don't eat that pretzel. And tonight we're gonna talk about some interesting things. My name's Shannon Young. It's not Shanny D or Shanny Y, whatever.
Whatever you said 2 minutes ago.
Joining me tonight, the usual Thursday gang, Jesse Kimball.
Hi.
Who's eating a pretzel?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who's eating honey roasted peanuts?
Yay.
And Mandy Kennedy, who's eating crackers with cheese on them. The only one at this table that doesn't have food.
We offered.
I've got cashews right over there. They're waiting for me. I said, we'll save it for the show. We'll talk about like this. So yeah.
So you're eating unsalted cashews?
I can't find them. I can't find unsalted. Like if you go over to Dollar Store, which is the only place I can eat here at the store because it's right across the way, they're all salted and roasted. So I'd like to go to, you know, salt free because that's the thing I really have. I don't even know if I have to avoid it, but I'm trying my hardest to avoid sodium because so far it's worked. I don't know if the listeners remember about a month ago at this point, the night of the Super Bowl, when Shani Y went to the hospital, to the ER, because he thought he was having a heart attack. And they told me it wasn't my heart, but my blood pressure was astronomical. Yeah. So since then, I've been on a campaign to try to lower that blood pressure. And it's working. Last night, we took my blood pressure right before I went to bed. It was 138 over 93, which I think is the lowest it's ever been. That's including when I was born. Because I came into this world angry and I'll leave angry. And I want to keep that up. Now, the bad thing about it is trying to find food that fits that is incredibly hard. Allie's been cooking the healthiest things that she can think of. I've been eating a lot of potatoes, roasted vegetables. I'm having asparagus tonight, which Whoa. Lindsay immediately was going to go bleh. But I actually like the asparagus. It's not too bad. Yeah. We've got Lindsay to eat some of it. She ate blackened salmon the other night.
It was really, really, really spicy.
Super spicy.
But good. Like I got to the point I had to just kind of scrape some of the extra blackened part off. And it was still really spicy.
Blackened salmon is delicious.
It is. It's really. I've been eating a lot of salmon. Salmon and chicken. I've almost entirely cut red meats out.
I love chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the downside to...
I haven't had beef in almost a month.
That is not... Well,
except for pizza. I did have pizza.
Pepperoni isn't technically beef.
Pepperoni's not beef at
no,
all.
No, but it's red meat is. Well, no. Does it count?
No, it's
that?
Pork.
Well, what did she make? Did you make your tacos with turkey last night? Okay, because it still looked like beef to me.
No, turkey and chicken we've had with tacos. We've cut the beef out. I've cut beef out entirely. I legitimately haven't had beef.
So I'm going to torture you tonight when I make myself burgers.
Well, no, we did have Culver's. I had a burger at Culver's.
Yeah.
So I've had like two, and you made burgers that weekend too.
I was going to. I didn't.
I think I've had two burgers in the past month. The rest has been all chicken and turkey and vegetables. And surprisingly, I'm enjoying it. For the most part. Now, there are some things that don't quite live up to what I imagined they would be. But for the most part, I've really liked it. It's gotten to a point now. I haven't had any energy drinks in a month. I barely have soda at this point. I usually have a cup of coffee in the morning. Just Rhodes. Go get a legitimate cup of coffee. One or two shots or three shots of Irish cream. And that's it. Small cup. Today, I didn't have a chance to get it, so I texted Allie. I said, hey, when you come in, will you bring me a cup of coffee? She was walking in the door as I texted her. So she went over to Dollar General and got one of those Starbucks, the mocha coffees.
Yeah.
I drank three sips. I couldn't do it. It was so sweet.
I bet.
It's gotten to a point now where, like, that stuff, like, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, no, those Starbucks things, they can be good every once in a while, but yeah, it's pretty much milk, sugar with a hint of coffee.
Right. Yeah, it was just a big bottle of sugar milk.
Ew.
I don't, yep. don't diss sugar milk.
And that just sounds gross. I'm sorry.
They're pretty tasty.
I mean, they are. They used to be. But yeah, I can't. You, yeah. Now I just can't.
It's kind of like how I can't do regular soda at all anymore. Like, I drink a regular Pepsi, it straight up tastes like syrup.
Yeah. I want to get to the point, and I've been there before a couple times where, when I cut off soda for the longest time, that it eventually just starts to taste like poison. Every time you drink it, it's just nasty. But what I usually do is I power through it and I drink the entire
thing.
You know
it was good at one point.
And then you readjust.
And then I readjust to it. I'm looking to not readjust to it. And it's kind of a sucky existence because I don't want to live my life counting sodium percentages on everything that I drink and eat. I made the mistake of looking it up. It's recommended that you get between 1500 to 2300, milligrams or whatever of sodium per day. That's the daily allowance. The sandwich, I thought Jimmy John's was a healthy alternative to what I usually eat for lunch, Taco Bell and stuff like that. And it is. But one sandwich from there is 1500 milligrams of sodium, which is almost my entire daily intake. And I thought, holy shit. I can't eat anything in Cape Girardeau that won't, like, make me feel guilty.
Yeah, because while low sodium certainly helps with blood pressure, sodium also helps with flavor. Salt. Salt is delicious.
Yeah.
And makes so many things much tastier.
Yeah. So my palate has definitely changed in the past month. It's not nearly as delicious as it used to be. I haven't had one of Lindsay's patented marinara burgers in a month.
Though, honestly, I mean, marinara burger should be fine.
It's still burger. It's burger. It's meat.
Yeah, like
red
meat.
Avoid red meat. Red meat's
the
devil. It's
a matter of you don't need to dump, like, a truckload of salt on your red meat.
Well, right. I don't put any salt on my meat. You cook it.
Yeah, because a lot of the reason that, like, burgers and steaks and stuff like that, whenever you get a steak made for you, there is so much salt on that bad boy.
Especially if it was already pre-frozen, because more likely than not, salt was rubbed into it first.
Yeah, it's preserving the flavor.
Just in general, like, whenever you're cooking steak, it's a good idea to, you know, you coat it in salt, you rub it into the meat, and it enhances the flavor. But, yeah, now you do the same thing with burgers. You put salt and pepper on the beef, and, yeah.
Now,
yep.
Pan fried into that bad boy.
I don't want to turn this into one of those things, though, where I talk about it constantly because, like, I don't want to annoy anybody. And I also don't want to set myself up for failure because people do that all the time. They'll say, oh, I got to change this. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to exercise every day and all that. And then they don't. And then they just look like an asshole. And I don't want to be that guy. So I'm trying to do it quietly. I'm just doing it without making a big production out of it. But it also sometimes I just want to vent because, man, I feel sorry for myself sometimes because I'm like, I really would love to get just like a triple cheese pizza, pile the pepperoni on top of it. And I've stopped myself from doing that. But then I think about other people who have real problems and I try not to feel sorry for myself. You know, I know I have friends that are battling cancer. I have friends that, you know, that have lost people. And I'm like, the fact that you can't get a triple cheese pizza probably ranks pretty low on the scale of, misery. So I'm enjoying what I can.
That's fair. And I mean, you, from what I understand anyway, you do learn to enjoy those less delicious foods over time.
I have. I can't even tell the difference anymore between, a turkey taco and a beef taco.
Actually, like, the last couple of times I've made burgers at home, I made it with turkey burger because, the first time I tried it was just, I was at Schnucks and I was kind of broke. And they had, like, it was one of those, I don't know what they call them. I don't remember. It's like butcher specialty or whatever, where it was on sale because they were about to throw it out.
Hi, Calvin.
So I got, like, a pound of ground turkey for $1.20. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll make turkey burgers tonight. I've heard they're pretty good.
I'm one of those weirdos that when mom did make us turkey burgers, like, I was actually kind of good with the turkey burger just being plain. Like, adding cheese to it kind of made it taste weird.
Yeah, see, that I'm afraid, because I really enjoy it. I like burgers in general, but the burger that I enjoy the most in life is Lindsay's. We went to Mary Jane's and got the Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
And they don't serve that anymore. So Lindsay makes it for me at home. And that's my favorite burger. But I don't know how I feel about marinara and cheese being on turkey.
Mm-hmm. Would work on chicken.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure it would taste like
chicken burger.
It would be like a It would be like basically a chicken parmesan sandwich.
I literally make
spit on the fake queen.
One of our burgers at work, they sub out the burger patties for two grilled chicken breasts. I'm not even lying.
I mean, then again, chicken also tastes significantly different than turkey.
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, it still works. Like, I
personally, veggie burger.
What's a veggie burger?
It's like beans and stuff meshed into a patty. It's not bad. We have them at work, and they're not bad. It's definitely different.
So
I think it's pretty good.
So I should come to your work and try the veggie burger.
You can.
I will do that.
Okay.
Next time I can, I'll try the veggie burger there. Because another thing that I've been doing, and I don't mean to rant on this for so long, but it has become a big part of my life, is I will pretty much agree with whatever Allie says. If she says,
if it's food related.
Right. Yeah. If she, yeah, that's important to note. if she says, I'm thinking of cooking this crazy fucking thing, I go, okay. As before, I would go, well, I don't know. Can we just like
pizza?
Yeah. Can we just do pizza? Or can you make tacos and just slather it with the sauces? But, last night she made the turkey taco and she put it inside of a baked potato for me. And I was like, sure, let's do it. And it was good.
He stared at it like, what's happening first?
But it's foreign to me. It's foreign to me because up until this point, I've enjoyed what I ate. So things are a little different now.
Yeah, that happens.
That's why Jesse and I can't be roommates, because I know Jesse cooks good food, delicious food. That's why I'm worried about Jesse's health.
I've been cooking better, except for last night. I saw a recipe yesterday for a chicken fried steak, and I haven't had chicken fried steak in years. So I made a chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and gravy. Not a healthy meal.
I say that's healthy, right?
Mashed potatoes are amazing.
They are, and
but you load them up with butter, and that's part of why they're amazing.
True.
And the gravy, because I've made like the from scratch white gravy.
But I mean, making stuff from scratch is so much better than buying in a store. It's something I found out. Like buying anything in the store is bad. Yeah. Box foods,
preservatives.
Yeah, preservatives are the devil. Everything is the fucking devil.
Oh yeah,
and yet eating fresh is extremely more expensive.
It is. It's harder to eat fresh. That's why America is the worst about obesity.
Well, that's because they make like fast food so cheap, though. So
yeah,
it just seems like
and delicious.
Everything
It's not
expensive.
Just fast food either.
Yeah,
like you can go and buy like an entire frozen pizza for $2.
Yeah.
Well, if you get like Tony's. But
I said what I said.
Nobody wants to get Tony's. Have some class. What? Did you eat Tony's? Mandy.
I buy Tony's and Tostino's all the time. Sometimes I upgrade to that Jack's.
I was about to say Jack's is my jam.
Did you know it's not Tostino's? It's Totino's.
Totino's.
I'm surprised
he
hasn't
broke
out the song yet.
Totino's. Yeah, it's Totino's. Because I used to say Tostino's too. And then one
There's no S there?
No, I had an epiphany. I was looking at the pizzas and I was like, wait, Totino's?
God damn it.
Tostino's is the chips.
Yeah, Tostino's is a chip.
Oh, shit.
So every time you went to a Walmart and said, like, you guys got Tostino's pizza, they laughed at you.
Nobody where any shit is.
That's a good public service announcement. Don't ever ask anybody from Walmart anything.
Plus, like, who doesn't know where the pizza aisle is?
Yeah.
Skinny people? Yeah. Well, no, that's not.
I mean, it's a...
I like my pizza. Get out. I haven't ate pizza in a little while.
And I'm happy for you that you can eat what you want without consequence. Okay. Good for you.
I know. I work out, though, so it helps that I eat what I want, because then I go work it off.
Well.
Now that I'm older. Well,
I used to think that, and I would go to the gym and go, okay, I'm going to work this off. Just don't do the math.
Because I ran a mile, and I only burned like 100 calories. And
right.
I was like, what the
Yeah, when you eat like when your pizza is like 2,000 calories,
soda.
And then you work off 57 calories.
Yeah.
The numbers are not in your favor.
People that say that I'm going to go work this off later, that's not how that works.
No.
I train my mind to think that.
That's not good. Like, tricking yourself isn't the same as...
I mean, have you seen her, though? Like, I don't know that it's really going to matter that much.
No, you look amazing. That's absolutely true. It's just that you look amazing and you work harder. But some people are just, you know, kind of blessed more so than others. Like, I know people that are in much worse shape than me. Much worse shape than me. Because I'm not in the worst shape ever. But I know people who don't have high blood pressure. Who don't... have to watch what I have to watch. I just got dealt a bad hand and that's what I have to deal with. Yeah. So
even back when I was healthier, like I have always been in like that pre-hypertension phase, like since high school. It's just all, like, my blood pressure's always just been kind of right there. It doesn't really go much higher or much lower. And it's just a hereditary thing.
Well, I was borderline for a while. Then I crossed the border. Cody, that's a Ghostbusters joke. Oh. It's on Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah, they added it today.
Oh.
Stop watch. What does he watch for the third time the other day? The Emoji Movie? Stop watching the Emoji Movie.
Did he really? Cody, did you really watch the Emoji Movie?
He did, and he
I am very ashamed of you.
Okay, no, I've got to defend Cody here.
That movie?
The Emoji Movie may have been playing in his home, but he's not the one that did it.
He messaged me and said, should I watch Ghostbusters or Emoji Movie? And I said, Ghostbusters, just watch it. And he goes, I don't know. Patrick Stewart is poop.
I am ashamed of Patrick Stewart for being a part of that film.
Hey, sometimes you need money.
I was about to say, sometimes you need to cash that paycheck.
Austin Lane messaged me and he goes, so what the hell is the deal with this Full Metal Alchemist? What is it? And I was like, yes, we've talked about it enough. I did type like this giant long
You wrote
paragraph.
Him a novel?
Yes.
Explaining
my
it to
friend
him.
Was like, oh, what are you typing? I was like, everything, my life.
after reading it, Austin said, whoop, don't have to watch the movie now.
I'm pretty sure he replied back with like three words. I'm remember now.
Was it just like lol cool?
Cool story, bro.
He says, okay, I'll try it. Look how long this
Jesus.
And he just went, okay, I'll try
I still
it.
Need to watch that.
So, but he hasn't watched it yet.
So for you guys out there listening, wondering how to get a date with Mandy, just love Full Metal.
It goes
he does know the way,
way
to my heart because we talked about lights and Wonder Woman in one thing, and I was like, oh. I don't remember what it was. He knows the way to my heart, though.
I like that your responses to questions are, whoa! It just says annoyed grunt in the coolest caption.
Oh, it was a Wonder Woman movie with lights as a soundtrack. And I sent him all of the gifts of, oh my God.
She hasn't seen Black Panther yet.
No, that was correct. So good.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was going to talk about that.
It's so pretty.
Now we can't.
Yeah. Yeah, she, so we were supposed to, we all saw it. I say we all. I saw it with Ben and Chris. The morning of Nerd Up, we were supposed to, see it as a crew, and I ended up being the only one from the crew that saw it.
No, because Dalton and Asa always leave us when we do these quote crew scenes.
That's true. But in fairness to Dalton, he did have to work, so he wasn't able to go.
I just forgot and slept and woke up and saw Jesse's message.
This is why I don't get involved with groups ever. Because there's just disappointment.
I'm going to try and see it tomorrow night after work.
You should. It's really good. Yeah.
It's so good.
That's all I hear.
Yeah. It's probably a top tier, top five superhero movie for sure.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a great movie.
Yeah.
There was not a single character in that film I disliked. Like, even the ones you're supposed to dislike, when they're on the screen, it's still great.
Oh, you know, Killmonger was just great.
Killmonger's the shit.
Yeah, like that was one of the best villains I've seen in TV in a while.
So, all right, okay, is this racist? The conversations that start like that are never good.
That almost certainly means it's racist. Here we go.
Dalton and I yesterday, I think it was Dalton, I'm pretty sure, we were sitting here and there was an African-American woman and her child playing, I think he was playing Madden. And Dalton and I are sitting on the couch and we're just talking and we casually bring up Black Panther and we're talking about that. And she looks over at us and says, oh, you guys saw Black Panther? And my first thought was like, can I talk about this with her?
Yeah.
Because is this one of those culture things where I'm going to be like, oh yeah, let me tell you how Killmonger represented your history so well. You know, it's like, ooh. Oh, well, maybe I'll watch what I say. I just went like, yeah, it was good. I like action. Oh, because yeah. I didn't want to be presumptuous and explain to her what Killmonger meant to the black community. Nah, I'm good. Nah, you can play your Madden. Play your Madden. You're good.
So I actually had a family get together last weekend.
I saw that message about that. Yeah, I was wondering about
that. Yeah, I didn't get to go much further into it, but the conversation started with one of my family members asked me, "So did you see Black Panther yet?" It's like, "Yes, I did, and I loved it. It was a phenomenal movie." And then he goes, "And the special effects were all right, but..." And then my mom interrupted. She wasn't nearby, so this wasn't something she did on purpose. This just worked out really well because I really didn't want to get in a fight with this family member at this get together because I'm sure that something very racist was about to get said.
Probably.
So yeah, like I said, my mom interrupted it. So I never found out why he disliked the movie, But he did give credit to the special effects were apparently really good.
The special effects were actually probably the thing I disliked the most. Like, I don't like seeing two CG people fight.
Yeah.
You know, like that bothers me. And the whole ending fight was mostly CG.
Yeah.
And that bothered me. But other than that, it was fantastic.
I definitely liked their fights. Like, I guess towards the middle of the movie, the trial fights.
The ritual or the trial. Yeah. Not ritual. Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, Civil War, Winter Soldier had that fight between Cap and Bucky when Bucky first came back. That's still just one of my favorite scenes in all of the MCU.
Yeah. Because it was a real fight.
Yeah.
Like, it's like of the hallway scene in the first season of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most incredible fight scenes I've ever seen in my life.
That was so incredible.
What became my favorite fight scene in Star Wars is Anakin versus Obi-Wan in 3.
Yeah.
Even though it was CG'd to shit, don't get me wrong, it was still just them fighting. Like, it wasn't that bullshit Dooku versus Yoda fight where they're just two CG characters
jumping at each other.
Yeah, fucking Dragon Force Ball
powers.
Z. Yeah. So, no thanks. Yeah. Of course, the worst fight in Star Wars was also Obi-Wan and Anakin when he was Darth Vader in that slow motion 90-year-old fight scene. But whatever.
Yeah, that did not look great.
No, it doesn't. I like it in the special editions. They sped it up. To try to make it look better, it still looks terrible. It
looks so bad. Like,
it was made in the 70s. Give them a break.
With legitimately Alec Guinness and David Prowse.
No, like, I understand why it looks so bad.
But it still looks
exactly
bad.
Exactly. And I'm really glad that they added in, that goes to Rogue One. The scene at the end of Rogue One with Vader.
Yes.
That really just kind of solidified how much of a badass that dude is.
Yeah, to show that he actually is threatening. Mm-hmm. And not just a slow man.
It's like, why is anybody afraid of Darth Vader? I guess he has the Force and all, but he doesn't seem to be able to fight real well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
And then he becomes a horror movie.
Yeah.
And slaughters. Manny, have you seen Rogue One?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she saw it in theaters, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot of it. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Aww.
Oh, Jesus. Austin Lane is rolling around in his grave right now. Because you just killed him.
But then I'll bring in Billy Hills, because we talked about, he said it was an okay movie. Because I go by, there's an unpopular opinion, I don't really like it. He didn't yell at me. Well, thanks, Billy.
Wait, not yelling at you is not an agreement.
That's
it's
accurate.
Just being polite. Well,
yes.
But he didn't say, like, well, that's just wrong.
He didn't like, spit you guys in your would. Face. Yeah.
Well.
Maybe Billy's just not close enough with you to say, like, well, that's an incorrect opinion. But
maybe he. It's,
Billy, you don't love me?
Well, maybe he loves you so much that he suppressed the rage. And didn't beat you with Georgia.
Bill, will you let me know about this? I need to know now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. The problem that you had with the movie wasn't the content of the movie necessarily. It was just
spoiler alert.
Everyone died.
And I just knew that going in.
I just couldn't get attached to any characters. And then, yeah, they all just gonna die.
Well, I mean, if you know anything about the Star Wars universe, you knew going in everyone was going to die.
Not
and
everyone.
And that doesn't... Either. So, therefore, I knew I wasn't really going to like it, but it was a Star Wars movie, so
do you
I
like Game
it.
Of Thrones?
I haven't watched it because I don't want to see people die.
I agree with her on that statement. That's why I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Because I've tried to get her to watch it a few times.
And she goes, I like that character. What does he do in the
future?
They're
going to die.
He dies. Mm-hmm. Horribly.
So I'll just keep rewatching my old
to shreds, you say.
What of her mother?
To shreds, you say.
Yeah, no, that Game of Thrones is very much that. Though the Starks are looking real good this season, what's left of them.
Was it like one of them now?
No, surprisingly, like they've gotten hit the least hard of the major families.
Isn't this the last season?
Coming up, yeah.
Okay.
I say coming up, it's like 2019 now.
Jeez.
Before we're actually going to get it.
That's next year.
Guess what comes out tomorrow, yeah. I've been informed.
Voltron.
Yes.
Yeah. I got an alert on my phone about it. Like,
why didn't I get an alert about Voltron?
You did. I did it.
Well, you told me.
I said, Netflix guess what
on
comes
on
tomorrow?
No.
Voltron.
Well, that's the problem. That's how I got it.
She doesn't like to have anything on her phone.
I really don't because I'm not phone savvy.
I just can't.
I mean, she's got her games.
I can't. Yeah.
It was just another Game Boy for her.
Pretty much. And a thing to keep my Pokemon collection on, so when I go out and buy cards, I know what I already have.
Boom.
I need you to step into the 21st century.
Why? So I can break it like I break every computer?
Well,
whoa.
Well, that's true.
It is a little harder to break the phone the way she breaks computers. Though.
True. The sites just, that would break computers for me.
And the sad thing is the last two I've broken,
phone.
I haven't even looked comics up on.
If something ever asks you, to enable installing applications from a third party. Don't let it. Don't do
that. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, God. That means you've done that before.
I'm pretty sure she also, at one point, before we knew about like phishing in Warcraft, I think it was her that got an email saying, you need to log in to do this, and then she did, and I'm pretty sure that's how they got her account info. She was the first to get... No, Bob was the first to get
hacked. No, I got hacked before Bob.
So you got hacked first, then Bob, then
me.
Then
Kevin.
Then Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, like, everybody in World of Warcraft has been hacked at this
point. At least once. If you haven't... Well, you didn't
probably have.
Yeah, no. I mean, they can have, but I only have the level 30. I didn't get far.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, that's why
doing,
you didn't get hacked.
Well, I mean, what
you
were
useless to
and
them.
I would wear level 5 shorts because they are prettier than the level 30 ones.
You were the worst part of life.
See, this is why she needs a transmogrify now.
Yeah.
So you can have your pretty shorts, but still have the good gear and make them
my
look
friend
like
would
your
always,
pretty
she'd
shorts.
She'd be like, Mandy, change your armor. It's level 4. And I go, so? And she's like, you're level 25, but it's pretty.
To be fair, in World of Warcraft, it doesn't really matter.
I died anyways, regardless, so.
Well, you died in Warcraft?
All the time, especially in the mountains. And I get pissed because I couldn't find my body.
I don't give her too much crap. Me and Ace have been doing, well, okay, I've been dying a lot.
What's going on over there in Warcraft land, Jesse?
I'm playing mage.
Is that your problem?
Yeah. I'm used to playing tanks in WoW.
I mean, if we get back on, I made a priest and you made a mage also, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to reroll because I'll be a tank, which is what I play two roles in games, tank or healer. Doesn't matter what game it is. Those are the roles I get stuck in.
I mean, that's
where I'm usually DPS.
You're always DPS, which is why when we played Final Fantasy 14, she picked white mage. And I was like, that's a fucking mistake.
I actually kind of like it. I just hang back in the dungeons and watch everyone's health bar and just click.
Yeah, she doesn't really fight. She just...
Okay, that's why you rolled priest. Yeah. That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And you can also DPS. You can, you know, respect a shadow priest and all that good stuff.
Well, I always make hunters and mages. I thought I'd do something different.
I've never made a mage before. So this
I love
is the,
my mage.
The first mage I've ever made.
I like my frost mages.
That's frost mages, what I'm doing.
First online game I ever played, I was a mage.
Mm-hmm.
Ultima Online. I was a grandmaster mage. That was back when magery meant something. You had to work for that shit.
It didn't just hit you on them levels?
No. No, you had to like actually, it's like Elder Scrolls. I had to use magery constantly to level it up. But unlike Elder Scrolls, you have to have reagents to use magery. Like, to cast a spell, you have to have specific reagents, which means you had to go to the forest and forage for fucking reagents. Build up enough reagents, hope someone doesn't kill you and take them, then lock yourself in a room in your house and cast spells constantly.
But someone will kill you and take your reagents. And then
are you bitter about the past?
I'm bitter about the present. I'm bitter about the future. I'm bitter.
We have Elder Scrolls.
And yet you get so mad at me that's about true. Being bitter.
Well, that's because I hide my bitterness with a comical face.
Where I just get snotty.
You're just snotty and snappy and snippy and sneezy. Yep.
Not sneezy.
And scrappy.
And scrappy do.
Yes.
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, see, now we just need to get Mandy to get a better gaming PC, and then we can all play together.
Then I have to pay more money.
Nah, it's not that much.
If I would get a gaming PC.
$15 a month.
I don't care.
How much did you spend at Dollar General on your protein packs?
That's different. That sustains my life.
I don't think you would have withered away had you not eaten that protein pack.
It was $1.50.
Yeah, but then you bought 4.
I bought 3. And excuse me for hitting up a sale. My God, people are vicious.
In fairness, no, it was 15 cents off. I was coming to your defense.
No, now you do after you slammed
Lindsay.
The bus into me.
Lindsay,
you reversed it back up and came out to help me up, eh?
Well, I wanted to make sure you were all right, I guess.
Before I was rudely interrupted, I was going to say, if I got a bitchin' PC and got good with, like, other games like Overwatch and shit on that, and I could knock out my PlayStation subscription, then I would get WoW because that money would go from there to there.
That'll work. I mean, just do that.
I mean, don't worry. I'm playing Final Fantasy anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I haven't really logged into WoW much.
But I have, like, what, 10 more levels than my free stuff is
then
up?
Then you have to buy the game, yeah. But
and at which point we'll probably go back
how
to WoW.
How would that work now, though? Like, because there's so many fucking expansions out.
For what? WoW?
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy the base game.
Fortunately, the way it works now, you don't have to buy every expansion.
Yeah,
you just
buy
can't go to
the game,
story
and then
lines.
The most you can only buy the most recent expansion.
So
pack.
You just buy the base and then the
expansion separately.
Okay.
Or if you wait
back
until
when I first played it, which was I guess Burning Crusade, probably
that's first expansion, right? Yeah,
yeah,
first
that
expansion.
Was the first expansion.
I had to buy the game in that.
Yeah, because basically the way it worked up until
I thought it was the, what was the second.
I think it was up until Wrath of the Lich King.
That's the one I joined.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, basically, there's Burning Crusade, Wrath, Mists of Pandaria, then Warlords, or was there one in between?
Cataclysm.
Then yeah, Warlords of Draenor.
And we got another one coming up this
summer. Battle for Azeroth, I think it's called. Yeah.
And then up until Warlords, you had to buy, like, they would increase the battle chest usually, but if you already owned the base game, you still had to then buy all the expansions. Because I remember I jumped back in Cataclysm. That was when they introduced the Worgens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So, I jumped back in. And
yes.
Are you sure?
Because Warlords was when they redid.
Before Pandera.
Because Wrath of the Lich King introduced the Death Knight.
Yes.
Yes.
And then what was after that? Well, Burning Crusade introduced.
Burning Crusade was Blood Elves and Draenei.
Right. And then Wrath of the Lich King was Death Knights.
Yes.
And then Mists of Pandaria was the Pandarans and the Mists
of Pandaria came after Cataclysm.
Yeah.
Because Cataclysm put in the Worgens and the Goblins, and then Pandera came in and you got the Panda people.
Yep.
And the monk class.
Which were kind of weird looking in some stuff.
Yes.
Well, what I hate about that. Oh, no. Go ahead, Jesse. I'm just going to steal your story and tell another one.
Oh, no. Basically, yeah, when I started playing that one, I jumped back in, but I only had Burning Crusade, so I had to buy, Wrath of the Lich King and. Did I have to buy another expansion pack? Oh, no. It was because I didn't have that stuff tied to my current Blizzard account. Because at this point, Blizzard had become, like, it had united everything.
Their uber power.
Oh, yeah.
Battle.net.
Yeah, and I had been playing, like, StarCraft 2 and other games on that, and I didn't have the account information for what I had with Burning Crusade and the base game. So I had to buy basically everything up to Cataclysm, and that included Cataclysm. I managed to get it on sale, but either way, they fixed that, apparently, I found out very recently, where you only have to buy the game and the most recent expansion.
That's not bad. But then again, I didn't just re-download League of Legends, so.
What the fuck for?
We were getting all nostalgic and shit the other day.
I miss my skins and I miss Katarina and Nidalee and Ahri. Like, I love those characters.
That's a funny way of saying Heroes of the Storm.
No, it's not. Those characters are not even fucking close.
Oh, fucking
easy,
Warzone.
Easy.
No, that's because, hang on.
What do you want to be? Do you want to be Hot Topic Girl? Or, you know, there's like seven of them. Midget with the big stupid bear or whatever it is? Or do you want real characters? Like the Lich King. Diablo. The Nova. Lost
That's
Vikings.
That's because you're a Blizzard fanboy and you won't branch out.
You're right. Jesse, what was that? Those classic Super Nintendo games starring the characters of League of Legends?
Oh my
God. Remember Katarina's adventure on Sega? Remember that
That's
one?
That's fine because Katarina's awesome and I love her.
She was the one I played, to be fair.
Yeah, but, she's amazing.
But still, like, I'll take actual characters
over
fanboy
bullshit. I do like Heroes of the Storm
bullshit,
better, you know? But I just miss the characters in League. So I just downloaded it and I played a custom game so I could play whoever I wanted and just fuck around to get the itch out.
I mean, I do
miss. I had Miss Fortune. She was my favorite.
Yes, I liked her too.
In the cowboy outfit.
I like her arcade one.
That's a good one.
See, and the skins are so good, and I have so much money in there.
The skins were better on Heroes.
I do miss the characters and the skins in League of Legends.
She's staring at me.
But Heroes of the Storm is objectively a better game.
It is, and I am a Blizzard fanboy. Although, I kind of jumped off the train a little bit when they added so many fucking Overwatch characters.
Yeah.
Like, I love Overwatch, but, like, I'm still waiting for a character from Rock and Roll Racing.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Or Blackthorn, or one of those guys. One of those, like, I like the really...
he likes his obscurity.
What's the
girl
with the red hood? And it starts with a V. And
Valera?
No, she shoots the bow and arrow.
Vala.
Vala, yeah. Okay. I got her player icon in here.
She's the demon
Overwatch.
Hunter from Diablo.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I was like, what is her name? I love it. I'm so happy I got this icon.
I also have a cowboy costume for her. Something about me and cowboys. I don't know what it is.
See, and I was like, I tried to play her in Sylvanas because I missed Ashe, but it's not the same.
Objectively better.
It's better. I'm Shannon. I think better motherfucker.
What's the name of the character in League of Legends that she's in a tank and you ride the tank towards the objective? She's the best.
I mean, there is Rumble. That's not really.
He's
a tank.
So cute.
Well, that's a creative name for a character, Rumble. A lot of work put into that one.
Dislike you a lot right now.
I mean, there's a lot of things to bash about League of Legends, but the characters is certainly not on that list because the characters in League are really cool.
The characters are awesome and their skins are amazing.
It's just easier to upset her by making fun of them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if that's your goal, then yes.
Big dickhead.
Jeez! Rough night.
I'm glad you didn't take my crackers and cheese anymore.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say something like, I hope you do get heart disease. Christ, Mandy.
She takes League of Legends very seriously.
We actually brought up the League of Legends story on, I think it was on I Want to Believe.
Why would you talk about it? Why? It's not a good game to you. Why don't you talk about
Jesse
it?
Jesse knows why. Jesse knows the story I was going to bring up.
Of the last time that me and Shannon played in League of Legends.
The one that broke me from the game forever.
I think I heard this.
I got judged.
Nope,
it's like 5 years old though, so it doesn't matter.
Well, Lindsay, oh, it's an old story.
Yeah, I got judged the other night.
Lindsay got judged the other day in Final Fantasy. We go into a dungeon. I'm trying to run her through the dungeon so we can get to the chocobos.
Oh, my bird.
And, we get in there and this guy's like, hey, Staria, cast Protect. And Lindsay, because we're sitting right next to her, she's like, I don't have Protect. And I was like, it's in your rolls. And she's like, rolls? Like, did you not read the fucking things that pop up when you level up?
No. I wouldn't either. It's okay.
Well, plus Final Fantasy, like,
And then she got pissed at him for saying it. I'm like, he's trying to help you.
It doesn't help that Final Fantasy, like, every single thing that they pop up, they have to give you a story. So I'm sure that Protect, there was a story of why she was able to know it, and she had to scroll all the way through it to get the relevant information. And
nobody
I don't blame her for closing that out.
Nobody plays RPGs
to be
for
fair,
the story, boys.
Half the time, I don't read why I'm going to go do it. It says, go get this. It's here. Go do it. Okay, let's go.
Okay, yeah, that's what I always do in RPGs.
God, I rock back and forth when that happens, too, because I'm like into the storyline. And then she'll be like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know. Did you watch the fucking cutscene explaining it? No?
The cutscenes I watch.
Yeah,
but you gotta read and read their bubble. You're like, bitch, I wanna get on this quest to get gold so I can buy shit.
My goal is to hurry up and get to the part where I fight the things for 40 minutes and try to find the one item.
Huh?
See, I like reading the main plot, like the main stories, but
I like the main lore.
All the side
But like
quests.
Final Fantasy, the one time when I played it, they're like, alright, so we need you to go out and kill, 25 Cactars. Or whatever they're called.
I want to go see Cactar.
And then they give me like a 5-page synopsis of why they need to die. And I'm like, homie.
Did you know why the Cactars needed to die?
No, I still don't.
They're trying to explain it to you.
Why? You probably read it then. What is it?
Oh, I wouldn't take that quest because I'd never kill a Cactar. Uh-huh. They're far too. In fact, there's a place.
You
in,
just get in your tank and get out.
He doesn't have a tank.
There's a place in Final Fantasy called the Gold Saucer, which is based on the Final Fantasy VII. You can go to that casino.
Yeah, the strip club thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not in the game yet. I mean, it is, but it's player run. But there's a Cactar there, and he just walks around. He has a little top hat and a suit on and a little monocle. And
he's
he bows
adorable.
And dances for you. I'm like, oh, that's my guy right there. I fucks with him.
Are they still coming out that remake? Damn.
Seven?
Yeah.
Someday.
It's been a while. Well, maybe not. Maybe the video game industry will cease to exist.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Cause
which is the thing that I wanted to talk about, but 40 minutes in, I'm just bullshitting.
We're still talking about video games.
Yeah, we can sink
in. It's a good, perfect
It's a segue.
Segue.
Yeah.
We're
so,
on fire tonight with these same phrases. I don't know if I like that now.
So, it's one thing you don't want to really talk about because it kind of brings a damper on things. You have to slow down. We're having fun, but, you know, after the Parkland shooting, Donald Trump, a lot of people were blaming video games because they always do.
Yeah.
And next week, Donald Trump is supposed to meet with like video game industry people to talk about what's happening. And I think that is so ridiculous because I'm the oldest person on the cast and I've been playing video games since I was 8. You know, Mario was my first video game. I had a Nintendo when it came. Well, I had it after it came out, but I had an original Nintendo and I've played games since then. And I've played like the most violent video games possible. And like, I don't understand how we're still in 2018 blaming video games for like violence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people play video games versus how many people, you know, murder people? I don't know.
And honestly, like, it really upsets me that they can, on the one hand, say that guns have nothing to do with the violence, but video games do.
Right. Jeez, it's a ridiculous argument. Guns are just a tool. They're not inherently evil or good. But video games, there's the real culprit. They warp your kids' minds.
Yeah. How?
Maybe you warp your kids' mind.
Yeah, it's a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
But let's still take guns out of it, which, you know, I didn't even talk about, I had other things I was going to mention, like the fact that Trump says he's going to raise the age for purchasing rifles to 21, mm-hmm. which flies right in the face of what the NRA is saying. And I will give Trump credit when it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jump the gun and go, oh, this could be his defining moment as a president, because he says a lot of things back and forth.
Yeah, and I mean, it just because he says it's going to happen doesn't mean it will.
Right.
Though a lot of private companies have jumped on that bandwagon.
Dick's is no longer selling assault rifles.
Walmart and Kroger.
Kroger.
Yeah, they're also doing, I think Dick's and Walmart are no longer doing assault weapons.
Good.
And raising the age to 21.
All three of them are raising the age to 21 for all firearms.
A lot of places are jumping off of it. Delta got in a lot of trouble with Republicans. Because they will no longer give discounts to like NRA members or something. And, Republicans have flat out said like they'll vote against any tax break for Delta from now on unless they, put that discount back in. And I thought, is that legal? Can politicians like literally hold a grudge against a company for not giving discounts to another?
Yeah.
Like that's shitty. That's shitty that Republicans can do that.
Like, you know, politicians can.
It's not just Republicans.
No, yeah, it's like, just Republicans are the ones chomping at the bit right now because how funny is it the whole they're going to take our guns away for the past how many years to tell, you know, avoid the Democrats, and it's a fucking Republican president that's going to take your guns away. How about that shit?
Kind of hilarious.
I mean, he's not going to take any guns away.
He's going door to door.
I would pay to see that happen.
Oh my God.
Really I would funny. Pay money to see
how many
Donald Trump go
shot?
Door to just, door taking people's
I just
guns.
Can't believe the people that like are like boycotting Dick's now for trying to make the world better.
I mean, that's like, fine. It's God. These boycotts mean nothing. Like they think they have a lot of support, but it's like, okay, five people per area. I mean,
right.
I'll even give you credit. 100 people like that would have normally gone to Dick's won't. Of how many people that go to Dick's on a regular basis.
Right.
Yeah. Some person was like, I don't even like sports, but I'll go find some shoes now.
In America, I think they said 70% of people support like stricter gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even higher than that. Yeah. So whenever you hear about the NRA and like those gun lovers who are so loud about protecting their rights or whatever, they're the minority.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of Americans want this.
Yeah.
So politicians need to stop caving in to the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not even the topic. I'm not even talking about guns. We're talking about video games because when I was growing up, the most violent video game on the market
was Duck Hunt.
Mortal Kombat, gotta be.
Wasn't Duck Hunt, that's for sure.
I'm kidding.
It was Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's the whole reason we have a rating system.
Yep. Especially on the Genesis.
Yeah, because you had the blood code.
Mm-hmm.
Until Mortal Kombat 2 when Super Nintendo was like, all right, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Blood out. Let's
We played the... It on the Genesis a lot. I'm not murdering people.
I played it on Super Nintendo. I did murder a couple people.
Because, I didn't have a system,
I couldn't
so
get
I didn't
blood.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you play Pokemon.
I know.
You play Pokemon, a game about
animals
enslaving
fighting.
Animals to fight each other for your enjoyment.
Yep.
And how many
glorified
dog
cockfighting
similar?
How many dog fighting rings do you currently own?
Zero.
Well, there you go.
That's just hard to believe now.
Sorry, I don't have any yaks.
Doom came out. Then it was Doom, and then it was Columbine, and this just goes on and on and on. And like, I'm just sick of hearing about how video games are corrupting youth. It's depressing. I never wanted to kill anybody for playing a video game. I would see an attractive woman in a video game, and it made me want to like talk to girls. Maybe that's what they're afraid of.
Because girls are dangerous.
The first time I saw those polygons on Tifa Lockhart, ooh. Those are some big. I want to get them triangles.
Pyramids.
Or Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, by then you can get some almost cone-looking things.
Kind of cylinder in shape, but not quite. Oh, and that's it. I want to see where this goes, but I'm pissed about it, and I feel like a lot of people are going to be pissed about this, because do not put the blame on video games. It's not video games. And movies, and
I mean, I will admit society as a whole has been trending towards like glorifying violence. Like,
we've always glorified violence.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
like,
the
it's
human
not,
race, the entire history.
It's not something that's like new. It definitely seems to be more acceptable than it used to be, but it's always been there.
Well, it's more real. Like in video games, it's more realistic. That's for sure. Like if you play video games now compared to when I was a kid, like Doom on Super Nintendo. Go play Doom on Super Nintendo. You can't even see what's happening. Whereas now the games are like so intricately violent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, look at movies. Cause they're also, you know, criticizing the movie industry. Death Wish is getting a remake, right? With Bruce Willis. Death Wish came out in the 70s with Charles Bronson. That is glorified violence. Dirty Harry. Like.
Oh yeah. I mean, going all the way back for those Westerns.
Yeah. that we've always glorified violence, and now you're just looking for a scapegoat. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, and God.
Because they want it to be anything other than, you know, how easy it is to get guns.
Not only not how easy it is to get guns, but they're just looking for a way to,
and now
someone to
social
blame.
Social media, so that people can bitch about everything, and it's faster for news to travel and shit. Now they really need something to blame.
Yeah.
Shift people's attention, because if you were to read about it in the paper, that'd be it, you know. Now it's popping up everywhere on every single page and everything.
And there's,
and that's all you see.
There's at least 4 to 5 major news networks that run news 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, so they've got to have something to talk about. And video games are just an easy target because you do kill people in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before video games, it was Dungeons and Dragons. Before Dungeons and Dragons, it was you were a witch.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, like movies, books. Books have been around forever.
Have you? Oh, my God. So there's this one book. Very, very popular. It is filled with just death and corruption, and it's awful. Have you read this fucking Bible? Ban that shit.
Lots of violence in that one.
Oh, man. Everyone in that book's jackass, except this guy. Jesus.
There was one chapter where dude was about to murder his son just straight up.
Yeah.
Stopped him at the last second.
Cain and Abel were the first murderers, not Mario and Luigi. That's all I'm saying.
But no, that argument does make me laugh a lot, though. Like, that, how much violence and everything else is in the Bible, but.
Yeah. Well, we're not looking at the Bible. There's a lot of bad things in the Bible. There's worse things in the Bible than in video games, probably. Probably. I don't know.
I mean, there's.
I've read a lot of the Bible, but I haven't read all of it. And I challenge any, you know, any self-proclaimed Christian who may be critical of this to tell me how much they've read of the Bible.
I've read the whole thing.
Front to back?
Yeah.
Are you also a so-called Christian?
not anymore. I mean, when I was when I did, because that was part of, like, this entire leadership thing we had to do back when I was big into that.
I did it just because I was curious. You know, I want to know what these people are talking about when people talk about the Bible, and it's influenced so many lives. So I want to know what it is. And, you know, I won't criticize the book. It's a good book. It's interesting. But so are video games. And video games have been my life, not my life, but they've been a big part of my life since I was a child.
It's an outlet.
Yeah. I imagine this is what people with guns feels like. That they're going, well, don't blame this thing that I enjoy so much. I've done it for this long, and I've never felt like killing anybody. And it's like, sure, that's true. That is a good, you know, parallel to make there. The difference is, we've said before, I can't go in a hotel room and kill 59 people with my PlayStation.
You might be able to manage one
if I throw it right in the crowd and it just hits someone right in the face.
Or maybe if you're on like the fifth floor and just like drop it.
Yeah. Get the corner right in their face.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And I will concede that if somebody is, I don't know, I guess on the edge of like, they're probably going to murder someone, violent video games might exacerbate that. It might also provide an outlet where they don't, they would no longer need to murder or feel the need to murder someone.
Right. Yeah. Because if someone wants to kill somebody,
they're going to do it.
They're going to do it. And it doesn't just take a video game to like trigger them. Anything could. Arguing with family, arguing with friends, getting dumped. Like there's so many reasons for people to like snap and kill people. Video games are just, I don't know. It's the easiest answer. It's also one of the most creative and enjoyable outlets in life. It's also a huge moneymaker. Like video games are awesome. I don't understand why we wanted to blame video games. Video games didn't do anything.
Because it's like you said before, they're literally just looking for something. Like, something has to be the cause. And it's not one thing, it's a lot of things.
Put together.
Yeah.
And maybe video games play a small part of it, sure, in the same way that guns play a part of it. But there are plenty of other countries that have video games and guns and don't have this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it goes back to that, you know, ongoing joke that's so funny from The Onion. it's
nothing to be done about. What's to be done about these mass shootings?
It says only country.
Where this ever happens.
Yeah, so, and the violent video games, they're just as violent in every other part of the world.
And they've been violent for so long. I wrote an article when I was at Shawnee about Doom 3. When it came out, I'm looking at the Doom 3 standee behind you right now that made me think of it. And I defended it then because, again, so many people play video games and don't get violent. It's.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a stupid argument. But I'm worried about what happens because we have a stupid president. And if a stupid president hears a stupid argument and needs a stupid, you know, scapegoat, what could they possibly do? Because they're not going to ban guns But they could ban video games. You know? They've tried before.
I feel that's right up there with book burning, and that people won't really let that happen.
Well, except that video games don't get near the respect that books do. Video games are still seen as a stupid medium by a lot of people.
Yeah, no, like, it's an immature thing, like, I can't
believe. It's for kids, you're sitting in your basement of your mom's house,
yep.
playing, you know, video games with all your nerd friends. They don't take into account that it's the biggest money maker in entertainment, more than movies, more than music.
And it's paying people for jobs now.
A lot of jobs in the video game industry, it's a creative outlet. Yeah. Video games are incredible. But
it did get classified in the U.S. as artistic expression, I think was what it was,
good.
A few years back. So it's under the, it has the same, like, protections that movies, books,
media,
works of art have, like, yeah, paintings, sculptures, etc.
But then you remember that one game that almost came out, and I think it actually did come out, and the whole game was based around you just walking around your, like, city killing people for no reason other than you're pissed off. And it got a lot of controversy around it, and they were like, you can't put this game out, it's just glorifying violence. Even that is protected under that, which is kind of sad because it's literally just a game to exploit death and murder and stuff like that. What the fuck was the name of that game? I have to know now.
Grand Theft Auto?
No. No. Right. So in this game, you play as a guy with long hair and a trench coat who just grabs weapons and walks out of his house and just starts blowing people away for no reason other than that he had a bad day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Criminal Minds episode.
A little bit.
I'm gonna look it up real quick. Talk amongst yourselves real quick.
I liked Paperboy.
I sucked at that game.
If I got angry, I just chucked the paper through their window because that goddamn baby stroller hit me again.
Well, not only did the baby stroller hit you, but they were also, that was a bad street. Fucking yeah, Grim Reaper's chasing
yeah.
you. All right. So the game, by the way, is called Hatred.
Oh.
The game is called Hatred.
What was it on?
PC.
Oh, okay.
It just came out like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
About this game, hatred fills your whole body. You're sick and tired of humanity's worthless existence. The only thing that matters is your gun and the pure Armageddon that you want to unleash.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You will go out for a hunt and you will clear the New York outskirts of all humans with cold blood. You will shoot, you will hurt, you will kill, and you will die. There are no rules. There is no compassion, no mercy, no point in going back. You are the lord of life and death now, and you have full control over the lives of worthless human scum.
I think someone needs therapy.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's a mentally unwell person. But he made a video game instead of shooting up a school.
I love the last part of it. Only brutality and destruction can cleanse this land. Only a killing spree will make you die spectacularly and go to hell.
Why does someone want the purge to happen?
Like, that's fucked up. Like, that's the kind of game. When I try to defend video games, like in this argument, someone could point to that and go, what about that game? I go, that game doesn't count. But I mean, isn't it protected? Yes.
I mean, it's not like that game is going to make anybody go shoot anyone up. And like I said, you could argue that, like, that sounds like the person that wrote that game sounds like the kind of person that might shoot up a school. But instead, he made a video game.
About it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, that's way better.
In the annals of poor, you know, things in poor taste, that's there.
Oh, yeah.
Along with little heard of sitcom, Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Wow.
What?
I put this in group chat today. I don't know if you got to see it.
No.
There was a sitcom. All right, we're just taking it. Fuck. Video games are awesome. Fuck them. We're changing the topics now to Heil Honey, I'm Home. So there's a sitcom that came out in 1990 in England on the BBC. I think it was BBC. Called Heil Honey, I'm Home, which was a situational comedy about
Hitler
and Eva Braun living next to Jewish neighbors. And,
God.
The hijinks that, and they portrayed Hitler and his wife as, like, basically, what was the Honeymooners? Stuff like that. It was a quirky comedy.
Like,
called,
I Love Lucy kind of?
Yeah, I Love Lucy. And it was called Heil Honey, I'm Home. They made one episode, and it was deemed so offensive, and it wasn't even offensive. I watched Steven, and, Jake watched the first episode today, the only episode today. And we watched the whole thing, and it's just a stupid comedy of, like, they're inviting someone over. They don't want the neighbors to find out because they make a big deal out of it, and they do. But it's Hitler. It's
well, that, like, glorifies Hitler, though. Like, they made a show about him.
Making Hitler out to be not such a bad guy.
Yeah, like, he's still a Nazi. They still do the salute and all of that.
Oh, my.
But he's just kind of a quirky next-door neighbor who's also plotting
to be... Like Flanders? I'm picturing Hitler as Flanders.
See,
now.
I'm seeing Kramer personally.
I'll show you a clip of when we
I'm
get done
scared.
With it. He literally walks in the door and says, "Heil, honey, I'm home."
Oh my God.
Woo. Wow.
Yeah. So do yourself a favor. Look up "Heil, honey, I'm home."
Or don't.
And you don't have to.
Get
though.
A taste of the 90s.
Mm. Now, if you want a better taste of the 90s, you should go on Netflix and yes. watch Everything Sucks.
Yeah, much better.
Because, boy, is that show 90s.
I like authenticity, and this is authentic. Nothing says 90s like Adolf Hitler.
What?
But
other shows that you should never go watch. Whoa. The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. Anything?
That's because we're all watching The Diary of Anne Frank.
Is that a show?
I don't know.
I mean, it's
but you just said The Diary of, and that's what my mind went to.
That's the feel-good story of the year. About a girl who falls in love and grows up in a attic, finds happiness.
Oh, homie.
Does not find happiness, does she? Lindsay, you look like you're unhappy.
I'm tired of being an adult.
Why? What's wrong now? What happened at work?
Work-related.
You need to go make a phone call?
When we're done.
Unrelated. Well, we got like 5 minutes. Go for it.
No, because it's going to piss me off. So.
She needs to cool down for a second.
Well, not at this table. It's an angry table tonight.
Maybe I need to go play that video game.
I'm not angry.
Hatred? No one should play that video game.
No.
I'm kind of curious. What is the rating for Hatred on Steam?
How much is it?
Well, they need to make it free so we can cleanse all the mud people.
Shannon, you added words.
Because that's what this game will make you feel like. Do you remember? Oh, no. The reason I said that, now I remember, is because do you remember that game Left Behind? Where your job was literally to cleanse like other ethnicities and turn them into like Christians to save their souls.
Was this a thing?
It was based on the movie, which was based on the book. You remember the book Left Behind?
No.
Chucking holy water at people?
Do you guys not remember Left Behind?
No.
At all?
I remember the title, but I don't remember that being
making shit up now.
The point of
it. No, everything I say is true.
Well.
By the way, Hatred has mostly positive reviews. It's an isometric shooter where you just walk around gunning everybody down.
So it's Grand Theft Auto.
Sort of, except without any
cars.
Plot. And it's $6.99. There's a part of me that wants to buy this and just to play it and see what it's like.
Because I remember the first GTA being very much just
open world.
Isometric, open world, run around and just kill as much as you can.
Poorly.
There may have been quests, but I don't remember doing them.
I think they would like call your phone and tell you go kill this person or go do this or go do that.
Yeah, I don't remember that part at all. I just remember
because no
like,
one did that.
Everyone
just ran around and killed people.
And then eventually the police would start chasing me and catch me and I would kill a few of them and then die. Interestingly, I played this game for the first time in elementary school in school.
Huh. In elementary school, in school, we were playing Oregon Trail, weren't we, Lindsay?
Yep.
Which, by the way, they now have a handheld version of that at Target.
Sweet.
That's cool.
A handheld with a screen, and you can play the full Oregon Trail. And the thing looks like an old computer.
Uh-huh. It's awesome.
Nice.
I want it.
I also want it. I'll pick it up, go, this is cool, and then put it down and never touch it again.
Well, you'll play it right up until like your entire group dies of dysentery.
Immediately.
And then you're like, oh.
It's like, okay.
I just barely made it past St. Louis.
I just made it out the door. As soon as we stepped out onto the wagon, I just died.
You just pooped to death.
There's this one game in middle school, and you built built machine thingies, and you had to like get this ball to like pop a balloon or something. I don't remember, but you like built stuff, and it was really cool, and I wish I knew the name of it.
That's not a thing.
It is. We went to different middle schools.
We did. I don't think I went to a middle school. Yeah, I did. I went to Meridian. We didn't have computers. They would just give us sticks
really
and leaves and say make
was,
stuff.
But it was really neat.
Now I feel the need to find out what that was. So you made machines to pop balloons.
Something like that. I only remember like bits.
I mean, the
pieces.
Only games we ever played were in elementary school, and that was Oregon Trail and Math Blasters.
I also played both of those games in early elementary school.
Don't forget Minesweeper.
I played that.
No joke. So I had the option to play Oregon Trail in school, and I chose to read Jurassic Park instead.
That's fine.
I just sat there, but it was the movie adaptation.
I had that book.
Yeah. So I read
was
that.
Was it the one
first.
That halfway through the book he had all the photos?
Yeah.
From-
yeah. I read that first, and then I went back and read the real Jurassic Park book after I saw the movie.
It's much different.
It's much different and longer, and people die that don't die in the movie. But then they bring those people back because the movie was so successful and that character was so popular. And now he's back in the new one for raisins.
Yeah.
Ian Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, are you not? I'm not excited for this new Jurassic Park. I mean, sorry, Jurassic World.
I liked the first one all right. Like, it wasn't, you know, super amazing, but I like Chris Pratt a lot.
I like dinosaurs.
I do too, but I'm getting tired of CG. I hate CG.
I mean, there was a lot of practical stuff in the first Jurassic World.
This one does not look that way, though.
No.
Like, all the clips I've seen have looked just completely CG'd. Like, the part where they're running from the exploding volcano.
Of course, everything they've been showing has been, like, the high action parts.
Yeah.
Future.
I just want to ride a dinosaur.
I haven't actually watched any of the trailers for Jurassic World 2 yet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's...
Somehow I've just avoided them. I don't... It's not on purpose.
What about
just,
the Wreck-It Ralph 2 trailer?
I did see that.
Break the internet.
That. Yeah.
They turned a Kim Kardashian meme into a title for a movie. Good for them.
All right. I'm excited about that movie.
I'm sure you'll talk about it on Nerd Up.
Yeah.
Probably Sunday.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about Wreck-It Ralph trailer. That's going to happen.
Yay. Okay.
Okay. I saw a mushroom in that trailer. Did you notice that?
Like one of the...
Like when he's looking out over the internet. Yeah. Well, it's just like a mushroom that looked like it might have been from the first Mario. Mm. It's not like a regular Mario mushroom. It's like the original Mario mushroom. But I'm probably just looking into things. I don't know.
I just feel bad for that bunny.
Oh, my God. And the little girl. That traumatized little girl.
Uh-oh. I'm scared now.
Have you not seen the trailer?
No.
Oh. Okay. So you need to watch that trailer.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
And you need to watch the Jurassic World trailer.
Why don't I?
Have you not seen that either?
No.
What the fuck do you people do with your lives?
I Tumblr.
Do you not just sit on computers and watch stuff all day?
I Tumblr and play Overwatch.
You Tumblr? Like, yeah. You have like a rock Tumblr?
No.
Yeah.
Are you on Tumblr?
Yeah. I've had that sucker for a while now.
What about Snapchat?
Yeah.
Jesse?
What of it? Jesse has Snapchat. He replies to me all the time.
Yeah, no, like Mandy is pretty much the reason I have Snapchat. I'll occasionally get messages from Asa and, every once in a while, Audra I get like per month, maybe like 5 to 10 Snapchats from everybody else. And I'll get quadruple that number minimum from Mandy.
I don't understand the point of Snapchat.
I didn't either. I doubted it for the longest time. And then my friend, she was like, just get it. I was like, okay, and then I liked it.
Where can listeners find you on Snapchat?
Huh? No.
Can they look it up?
No.
And interact with you?
Who?
Anybody. Any listener. Zane Laney. Yeah. You don't want Zane Laney?
Oh, he's okay.
Zane Laney's okay.
I followed him back on the Instagrams.
So there was I did get Snapchat when I first started working at Gaming Grounds because everybody was like, hey, you need to get it. And I said, all right, fine, I'll get it. And then like the first thing they sent me was a picture of like a naked Asian dude. With a huge dick, and it said Mass Effect 3. Then I never use Snapchat again.
Why do they need to use Snapchat to send you that?
Because then they don't know. Because then they don't know that he sent it. Like he doesn't have proof that they sent that.
Exactly. Snapchat's just for people to send naked photos, right?
No, I send goofy photos of random things.
You can do that with a phone.
Yeah, but it takes longer. All right. It takes longer for the text to send.
We're leaving. For the what? I thought you said it'll take longer for the tech to... Never mind. All right, we're getting out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. That's it. Lindsay's got to go make a phone call. It's going to be a good night.
Shannon's wrong in life.
Well, I mean...
League of Legends rules, bye!
Oh, no, it doesn't.
No. We're not ending on that note.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
League of Legends is awful.
League of Legends is wrong, and you should feel wrong. All right.
Good Never.
Night. Stop talking. You stop talking right now. I'm hitting the button, no, so don't talk.
Nope.
Jesse.
League of Legends is bad.
Nope.